Pops, it's Andy. If you're there, pick up. Pretty please with spaghetti on top. My hands-free device was on the fritz, and I had my cell cradled between my ear and my shoulder, praying my grandfather would hear my voice and pick up the damn phone. My thumbs drummed impatiently against the leather steering wheel as I waited for the jerk driving in the mammoth SUV in front of me to accelerate to the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. Tree branches extended over the back road like gnarled fingers, reaching out to squeeze the life out of me. Or maybe that was just my internal panic mode hitting DEFCON 2 at Pop's lack of response. After what had happened on my very short-lived cooking show, I didn't have any trouble imagining the worst-case scenario. Okay, well, just so you know, I'm on my way into town for a visit. Should be there in about 40 minutes. Love you. Disconnecting the call, I swallowed and prayed Aunt Cecily had been exaggerating about Pops being depressed. Sure, he'd had a rough time adjusting ever since Nana passed on, but that didn't mean he was ready to roll over and die. We Bucklins were a tough bunch of nuts to crack. Nuts being the operative word. What was the SUV driver's damage? Apparently, it wasn't enough for him to cut me off at the city limits, but he also felt the need to meander along like a constipated mule, Skippy. I was just about to let loose with a whole string of unladylike words when I finally caught a break. The double yellow line on the side nearest me split into little slashes. The SUV was so big and black it blotted out the entire road, but this close to my destination, I knew the traffic flow was typically light. With a quick glance in the rearview mirror, I moved into the left-hand lane and punched my foot down onto the accelerator. So did the SUV. Just not as quickly. The sickening crunch of metal drowned out my scream, my seatbelt pulled taut, and my head whipped forward and back in a motion I hope never to repeat as my well-honed driving instinct took over and my foot slammed down on the brake hard enough to keep my head from being lodged up the other driver's sphincter.